From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The manhunt continues for the gunman accused of killing 39 people and wounding dozens more inside an Istanbul nightclub during a New Year's celebration. Dorian Jones has more.
Funerals have already begun of those killed in the New Year's Eve nightclub attack, while Turkish security forces are searching Istanbul for the gunman responsible. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim denied initial reports the assailant was wearing a Santa Claus costume and said he left his gun at the scene before escaping. Efforts to identify the victims is continuing along with their nationalities. Foreign nationals are among the dead. The Reina Club, located on Istanbul's Bosphorus waterway, is one of the city's most exclusive venues and popular with tourists. No group has so far claimed responsibility for the attack, but analysts say Islamic State will likely be the main suspect.
That was Dorian Jones reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for an attack at a southern Iraq police checkpoint that killed 7 people. Officials say gunmen wearing suicide vests and driving a vehicle packed with explosives also wounded several others in the attack Sunday south of Baghdad. All the attackers were killed. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said Sunday his country is in the final stages of developing an intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea conducted 2 nuclear tests last year, undeterred by increased sanctions. Pyongyang responded to the sanctions by accelerating its weapons development program. And President-elect Donald Trump casting new doubt on the U.S. intelligence conclusion that Russia meddled in the presidential election through computer hacking, saying that President Obama led to him to impose sanctions on Russia of the spy.